is our president. He's on the right side of the pardon issue. He's on the right side of the abortion issue. He's on the right side of our sugar problems. He's on the right side of the oil and gas issue. He's on the right side of national defense. He's on the right side of lowering our taxes and saying to it that you and me, the working people of this country, have control of this country once again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your president now, and he's going to...
Thank you very much, Henson. But before I acknowledge all of you and some of the wonderful guests on board, I would like to introduce two wonderful ladies. First, my wife, Betty Ford. And now may I introduce to all of you wonderful people from Louisiana, the wife of your great governor, Elaine Edwards. Elaine? And I thank Elaine very, very much for her personal endorsement. I'm very grateful. And I have told her in the next 4 years, we won't let her and the state of Louisiana down. We have some wonderful people on board. We have Congressman Henson Moore, Congressman Dave Treen, Senator Strom Thurmond. We have two members of my cabinet and a number of other people, not only from Louisiana, but from Alabama, from Mississippi, from Florida, Tennessee, Arkansas, Texas. We have some wonderful people here who have come with me to carry out a promise that I made, that I don't concede a single state. I don't concede a single vote. I promised that I would campaign from the snowy banks of Minnesota to the sandy plains of the state of Georgia. I'm in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida to prove that we can win on November 2nd. Now let me tell you why I think we will win. Since I became your president 2 years ago, we've had some tough times. We had to restore trust in the White House. We had to turn the economy around from inflation of over 12% to where it is now under 6%, and it's going to get better with the kind of policies we have. We had to extricate ourselves from Vietnam, keep the peace through our military superiority and our diplomatic skill. But let me talk about some of the bread and butter issues that interest you. I believe that the federal government spends too much of your tax dollars. In order to reduce federal spending, I vetoed 56 bills sent to me by the Congress. They have sustained 42, and we've saved $9 billion of your tax money, and that's progress. I might add that Senator Mondale voted to override every one of the vetoes that I sent back to the Congress. He is a big spender and way left, and we don't want him as vice president. But I also think that what we ought to have is another tax cut. I recommended that the Congress give to the American people a $28 billion tax reduction so that you would have more money that you worked hard to earn for your family, your children, your wife. The Congress, unfortunately, only gave us half a loaf. And I promise to you that in January of next year, when I'm sworn in as the next President of the United States, we will recommend another tax reduction. All of us, from wherever we come in the United States, are very interested in our national security. Yes, we have peace. We aren't drafting anybody anymore. But we have to keep our Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps unsurpassed by anyone. We must keep America number one, and we will under a Ford administration. On the 4th of July, I know you celebrated in Louisiana like we did all over the country, the 200th birthday of this great country. In the last 2 years, as I said, we've had a tough time. But because of the form of government that we have, because of the strength and character of the American people, we have turned the ship of state around. And we're now headed upstream so that we can have a better America in the next 4 years and in the next century. We need your help. We need your help in the next 4 years so that we can have that better America when we celebrate our 300th birthday. I'm delighted to be in reserve. I'm delighted to be in Louisiana. And I love the warm welcome that you've given to Betty and me. And we'll be down there to shake hands and to indicate to you our appreciation for all of you coming out. But let me ask you one favor. On November 2nd, vote for Jerry Ford and Bob Dole. Thank you.
Okay, I think I'm ready to go.